Hi, I'm Naomi, and I'm glad you're here. This podcast is here to inspire you to action. We'll look at the mindsets that are no longer serving you and do the work to flip the script so you can move boldly forward in what you desire to do. Hey friends, it's Naomi. I am coming at you after a two-week break, and that is fine. It wasn't what I had planned, but I am here again, and just wanted to share a few thoughts that I've had recently. So this one kinda is about room for you and the thinking that a lot of times there isn't room for you to do something. So a few weeks ago, I forget when it was or how it was, but I heard that Michelle Obama has a podcast now. And I was like, are you serious? Michelle Obama, how can I compete against her? Or it happened again when I heard Rob Lowe has a podcast. And I was like, are you serious? Like, there's no way that I can compete, right? These are known people. They already have a voice out in the world and all this stuff. And then I started to think, like, it doesn't matter, right? If we only think about, like, the big names out there, or, you know, like, there's just not room for you, then what are we doing? We're doing nothing. And that's not what we're here on earth to do. We're here to do something. And I didn't start this podcast, obviously, to like think I'm going to have a million followers or anything like that. That's not the point of this. The point of this is for me to work on sharing my voice and such. So, like I had to get back to my why of why I was doing a podcast, but I just started thinking like, why did I become so discouraged once I heard two people were doing a podcast when there are already a ton of people doing podcasts that are doing really well at it, you know? So I just was like, what is up with that? And I think it comes down to not feeling confident that what you're doing matters. And the reality is it does matter. And, you know, obviously I like to listen to podcasts. And so I was listening to one and they're like, it matters for the audience of one, right? And I do believe that even if it helps one person, but I also think if it just helps you to gain some confidence, some clarity, whatever it is you're looking for, if doing the thing, even though there's tons of people doing it already, or you don't think that there's room for you in whatever arena, there is. There's always room for people to do the work that they are called to, that they enjoy doing, that comes naturally to them. Whatever it is that you want to do, there is room for you. And I think it's important to keep that at the forefront. And not look at how big the audience is. And I think that's what we're realizing more and more, that even people with these big audiences, they still feel unfulfilled. They still feel like not successful, you know? And so it's just like having our own reasons why we're doing things, making sure we're grounded in those, that it is about growing yourself, but also being of service to somebody, because, you know, somebody that might like listening to me may not like listening to Michelle or Rob. Who knows? Like, we just don't know. Like, obviously, there's tons of things out there, and we gravitate to the people that we have commonality with, that, you know, like different things. And so it's okay for there to be lots of things out there. And so I just want to encourage you with that. This one's pretty short, but I just want to encourage you, like, if you're feeling like there's already too much out there, if what you say is already being said, it's not, because it's not from your voice. And if you have something to share that's on your heart, get it out there, because it will find the person that needs to hear it and that can receive it from you, if that makes sense. I think it makes sense in my head. And so I just want to encourage you that if you're sitting on the fence, not doing something because you feel like it's overcrowded, just start doing it and work through that mindset that it doesn't matter, because it does matter for you and for those people that you will reach once you say your piece and say your thing. So hope you have a good day, and I encourage you to get going. Talk to you later. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at A Creative Purpose, or visit my website at acreativepurpose.com. Until next time, do your thing to serve the world.